Studio A at CJSF 90.1 FM, crawling through puddles for culture atop Burnaby Mountain. It's the Jazz Spectrum. I'm your host, Peter Prentice, and I'm pleased to bring you the best in new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world. This week's show is titled, Ms. Helen's Gone Ahead. So whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it, make like a duck, take the next 60 minutes, and enjoy the Jazz Spectrum. Hi, Gracie. Daddy's on the air, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, and also streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca. Well, we open the show with Corey Weeds and the Jeff Hamilton Trio, and How Do You Like Them Apples from the album Dreamsville. And, well, one of the great things about doing this show is you get to play great music, and one of the things I certainly have enjoyed over the years is hearing new Canadian jazz artists or emerging Canadian jazz artists putting out their music, perhaps for the first time, and being able to play it on the air. And so today on the show, we're going to feature all great young Canadian jazz artists who are we're going to play selections from their debut albums. And sit back, hope you enjoy listening, and we're going to start off with Vancouver composer and band leader, and his big band has put out this brand new album called On the Edge, and his name is Jalen Bate, and we are going to play, actually we're not, my bad, we're going to play Allison Young, a fine young tenor sax woman from Toronto, and she has a debut album out called So Here We Are, and featuring some of Toronto's finest jazz musicians. And anyway, we're going to start off with the tune Cedar Roots, and the album is So Here We Are. Allison Young here on the Jazz Spectrum. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Halifax guitarist Sam Wilson, young female guitarist from Halifax, Nova Scotia, and a tune from her debut album, Groundless Apprehensions. The tune is called A Tune for You. Before that, we heard Toronto tenor saxman Patrick Smith and Hindsight from his debut album, Still Searching. And we opened the set with Toronto sax woman Allison Young and Cedar Roots from her debut album, So Here We Are. And we're playing new music from emerging Canadian jazz artists today here on the Jazz Spectrum. We're calling it Ms. Helen's Gone Ahead. Well, I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
There's only one place around the Burnaby campus of SFU that's been keeping staff, students, and faculty caffeinated in full for over 20 years. Renaissance Coffee. Owners Parminder and Kamaljeet Parhar have made such a contribution to life at SFU that they were awarded the Chancellor's Distinguished Service Award in 2015 to commemorate their commitment to community service at SFU. Not only providing a service that many might consider to be an essential part of life at SFU, Renaissance Coffee also provides a generous bursary for students who exemplify an outstanding dedication to community service. CJSF 90.1 would like to recognize and give thanks to this long-standing staple of life at SFU, and remind our listeners that if they need an extra boost of energy, they should visit one of the many locations of Renaissance Coffee around Burnaby campus.
Are you energetic, mature, and committed to making a difference in the life of an Indigenous youth? Then you'd make a great mentor. Volunteer mentors at Vancouver's Urban Native Youth Association help youths recognize their many strengths and work towards future goals. To learn more about how you can become a mentor to a deserving young person, visit unya.bc.ca/mentorship.
We are back on the Jazz Spectrum playing great music. As always on a Sunday morning, a very wet Sunday morning here in Vancouver, here on Burnaby Mountain. And we're going to continue with the aforementioned Jalem Bate. And we're going to play the title tune off of his debut album, On the Edge, and with a very fine big band that he has assembled, and some of Vancouver's finest jazz musicians, as well as some of perhaps Canada's finest or Vancouver's finest emerging jazz musicians. So let's hear On the Edge from Jalem Bate here on the Jazz Spectrum.
Thank you. shooting stars and bright moonlight. We shared our secrets there, the night we couldn't say goodnight. Oh, what a surprise. First sight, enchanted by those eyes, the night we couldn't say goodnight. But I know love's a dangerous game. If I stay, I'll never be the same. But I can't leave now, it's much too late. My fate, it's like he read my mind. My deepest thoughts brought to light all my dreams defined. The night we couldn't say goodnight. Couldn't say goodnight. Could this thing be love? Or just a moment's joy? Is it me he's dreaming of? Or am I just his toy? We lingered lost in space and time. We lingered, a feeling so sublime. When dawn arrived that morning, I held his hand in mine. Where do we go from here? Nothing's ever felt so right. Shadows disappear.
Was Angela Verbrugg and The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight, the title tune actually from her debut album, The Night We Couldn't Say Goodnight. And a very fine vocalist based in Victoria. And anyway, great song and a very fine album of a mixture of original tunes and fine cover tunes as well. Before that, we heard Toronto-based Harry Vitro's Northern Ranger. And the tune was Black Home from the album Northern Ranger, and featuring basically a solo piano by Vancouver's native Noah French Nolan. And another fine young artist and a fine band made up of some of Toronto's finest young jazz musicians. And we opened the set with Vancouver composer, conductor Jalen Bate. And title tune from his debut album, On the Edge. And we're playing original tunes by young and emerging Canadian jazz artists today here on the Jazz Spectrum. We're calling it Ms. Helen's Gone Ahead. And I'm Peter Prentice, and you're listening to the Jazz Spectrum on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, and streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
We're back on the Jazz Spectrum, playing great music by emerging Canadian jazz artists. And we've gone coast to coast, east to west. We just heard Angela Verbrugg, who's based in Victoria. And earlier on, we heard Sam Wilson, a fine young guitarist based out of Halifax. And, of course, lots of places in between. And we're going to continue. We're going to come back to Vancouver. And a young guitarist who put out a debut album this year called From My Perspective. And his name is Michael Agranovich and the Michael Agranovich Quartet. And we're going to play a tune from my perspective, 4+2. So here's Michael Agranovich here on the Jazz Spectrum. Thank you. That was Andre Wickenheiser, Calgary-based trumpeter, and a beautiful tune, the title tune, actually, from his debut album, A Happy Little Accident. And, a really fine album. He's got the Basement Suite, Part 1, 2, and 3, and then the title tune, A Happy Little Accident. And, check it out. And we open the set with Vancouver guitarist Michael Agranovich Quartet and 4 Plus 2 from his debut album, From My Perspective. Well, we got some great stuff happening in the jazz world in Vancouver, as we always do. And, of course, Jazz Evensong each Wednesday evening, Brentwood Presbyterian Church, 1600 Delta Avenue in Burnaby. And it's an hour of quiet reflection and great jazz hosted by Dr. Brian Fraser. And this week, the great jazz is brought to you by the Blue Velvet Duo, L.J. Montanay and Ron Thompson. And, of course, Pat's Pub at 403 East Hastings Street in the Patricia Hotel in Vancouver. And their Saturday afternoon jazz series from 3 to 7 p.m., and always great musicians appearing at Pat's Pub, and it's often packed. Apparently, this past Saturday, it was packed. And it will be next week for Kit Eagle and Matt Eagle Quintet. Kit Eagle, very fine violinist, and his son Matt Eagle, and their quintet will be appearing next Saturday at Pat's Pub. And as always, at Pat's Pub, hot food, cool jazz, no cover. And for all the jazz happenings in Vancouver, go to vancouverjazz.com. Well, folks, our time is almost up here on the Jazz Spectrum, and we're just about ready to turn things over to New Dimensions. I encourage you to listen to Sons Lusitanos, the best in Portuguese music and culture, with your host, Gabriela Madeira, each Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Peter Prentice, and I've enjoyed bringing you 60 minutes of new and independent jazz from across Canada and around the world. And I hope you've enjoyed listening. This week's show is titled, Ms. Helen's Gone Ahead. Playing new music by new young and emerging jazz musicians here in Canada. This week's, I'd like to get your feedback, so email your thoughts to prentice.jazzspectrum@gmail.com. Well, we're going to close our show with another young artist, the Greg Anderson Quintet, based in Vancouver. And a tune from their debut album. The album's called Folk Music. The tune, written by the drummer Todd Stewart, is called Time to Spare. And we seem to have some time to spare this week, so enjoy the Greg Anderson Quintet. Well, Gracie, I'll be home soon. And the rest of you, I'll catch up with you next time right here on the Jazz Spectrum.